Members of the Nashuti Social Club are on their way out for an afternoon excursion to Guesero Lake, north of the Rwandan capital, Kigali. Club members gather weekly to play sports and work on small development projects around Rwanda. Packed into a cramped bus, they are merry and excited about the trip. But the group grows silent as the bus approaches a reminder of Rwanda's troubled history. A sign by the lake notes that Guesero is the only place in Rwanda where no one was killed during the genocide. Club President Mustafa Uwi Horewe reflected on changes in recent years. In the past years, the government taught us to hate one another, to kill one another, he said. Nowadays, they're trying to educate us. We are one people. We were fighting for nothing, he said. The group has both Hutu and Tutsi members, though, like most Rwandans, none of the members identify themselves by ethnicity anymore. Some members call themselves survivors of the genocide. Some prefer not to talk about it. Almost none will discuss specific memories of April 1994. Outside of Rwanda, many people wonder how it is possible for Rwandans to forgive one another for the brutal bloodshed that took place. It seems forgiveness is possible by placing blame not on individuals, but on Rwanda's former government. Rwandans overwhelmingly pin responsibility for the genocide on the previous Hutu-dominated administration, which incited ethnic tensions between Hutus and Tutsis. Ambassador Richard Sezibera is Rwanda's special advisor to the Great Lakes region. He credits a regime change for the progress.
Rwandans have rehabilitated and reconstructed their country. They're involved in a process of national reconciliation. And I think the key has been leadership, a people-centered, people-conscious leadership that is determined to learn from history, but not to be tied down by that history.
While many Rwandans say education and dialogue are the best ways to move forward, many more promote intermarriage. While Hutus and Tutsis always intermarried in Rwanda, now the practice is actively promoted and increasingly popular. Of course, no steps could be taken without forgiveness. Josephine Uzeyi Sengo is a member of the Nashuti Club and a genocide survivor. We have no choice but to forgive one another, she said. We have no choice but to forgive if we want to live together peacefully. Though Rwandans don't like to be known as a nation of tragedy, they say no good will come of forgetting what happened here. Consolé Katsinjerwa is also a genocide survivor. She lost most of her family in 1994. She says her personal motto is a phrase that has great meaning for many here.
We have to forgive, but we can't forget.
The Nashuti group will meet again next week. And while they identify themselves simply as a group of friends with a social conscience who like to play sports together, they are also living proof of the progress forged by forgiveness. Noel King for VOA News, Guesero, Rwanda.